It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to welcome Marcus Fearley. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Welcome back to Free Radio.
Oh, it's fantastic to be back here.
So you're just saying, because you must have been here a fair few times in the Westlife days.
We were here lots and lots of time. I've got loads and loads of memories, actually, of this very building that I'm in right now.
Yeah. So,
yeah, most of them can be shared publicly, but there's even one or two that probably couldn't.
Yeah, well, with the history of this place, I would not be surprised. So welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Thank you. It's good to be back.
It is great to have you back. Amazing to think it's been, what, how many years since last Westlife, think?
Well, this June or July, one of the J's in the summer, it's going to be 3 years since our last gig, so since the end of Westlife. So just nearly 3 years now.
So for you, what happened immediately after the end of Westlife? I mean, obviously you sort of knew it was coming and you did the sort of final few gigs, but what happened immediately after that?
Well, I kind of fled Europe. Basically, right, so I knew that if I went back home to Sligo, which is where I'm from in Ireland, or stayed around kind of where Westlife were known, that all I would be getting asked, you know, was just like, oh, what are you going to do now? What's next? You know, what's it feel like to be, for the band to be over and stuff? And it's the last thing I wanted to hear was a million questions, you know. I needed to figure that out myself, so I didn't even know the answer. So the last thing I wanted to do was just go home and get everybody coming up to me on the street asking me what I'm going to do. So
exactly.
I literally was like, why don't I just go to America? Because nobody really knows Westlife over there. So I went to LA and it was kind of half holiday, half live a bit of life, and then the other half do some songwriting and just kind of get stuck in straight away, really. So I didn't really leave it too long before I started writing music. Because as well, I had a lot of emotions going on at the time as well, if you can imagine the end of something that I've been doing for 15 years.
Well, exactly,
yeah. Westlife. So, and it kind of felt good for me to finish this big thing that I've been doing and kind of get cracking instead of feeling like I was sitting around doing nothing. You know, because that probably could have led to me kind of feeling a bit like I'm a bit of a loser or something. You know, coming from such a high to just doing absolutely nothing. But I'd done it in a casual way. You know, I started writing here and there, a couple of days here and there. And then, you know, 6 months in, maybe I started writing 3 or 4 times a week. A year in, I was writing like nearly every day. And then, you know, that's when the album really started coming into fruition and a style started emerging and stuff. So I kind of just got stuck back in slowly. And also, outside that, just lived a bit of life, you know. Because I think you have to, in order to really get, well, for me, it's like I need to go through loads of experiences to get annoyed and peed off enough to write music about it, because that's kind of more, that's kind of what I write about when things aren't going so good. So just you have to live a bit of life and experience stuff and go through some ups and downs in order to have things to write about, you know.
Because I spoke to a few of the other Westlife lads and they all said this, a very similar thing in terms of, you know, when Westlife ended, it wasn't the end of music for you. You just wanted to go and do something a bit different and have a bit of a break and then do your own thing almost.
Yeah, I mean, Westlife was amazing and, you know, none of, like, my new music is very different to Westlife, but I never say that in the sense of, oh, you know, I used to hate that Westlife music and now I'm getting to do what I want. That's not what's happening here. Westlife was, you know, over half my life and it was the best years of my life. It was absolutely phenomenal experience. But, you know, I think it's pretty natural for a lot of people to, you know, to want to kind of change things up every now and again and to not do the, you know, I started Westlife, my first song was out when I was 18 or 19. And, you know, at this stage, you know, it's nice to change things up and to start something fresh. And that's kind of Westlife. We had 13 albums in 14 years, which is pretty crazy when I think about it. And I don't know how we done it, but we did. But, you know, it was time to end. It was definitely the right time to call it a day. And then I had this whole new kind of blank slate in front of me. And also the need and the want that I had for years within me to make music, like solo music, music that was completely my own kind of thing, you know. And it is quite different to Westlife. And so I had this kind of love of writing songs and stuff that I've been kind of keeping in the background for years, and now I get to just share it with everyone, so it's good fun.
Looking back on those Westlife days, what's the one memory that it really stands out for you, the most memorable thing being in the band, or just the highlight of all those years together?
Probably if I had to choose one, it would be doing the whole duet with Mariah Carey and spending loads of time with her and stuff, because I was a massive Mariah Carey fan when I was young. And like, she probably was the first person I heard, along with maybe Michael Jackson, that introduced me to gospel. And like, you know, and then once I heard them, then I went a bit further into it, listening to it and everything. But meeting her, working with her, like we performed with her loads of times. We spent days in the studio with her. We made video with her. Like, you know, we got to properly spend time with her. And, you know, to meet an idol that you've had since you were 10 years old, that's a massive thing. There's other huge things as well. I mean, there's loads of chart positions and album sales and gigs and stuff like that. But that's probably the one that just beats them all, because that's kind of, that's not a figure or a fact. That's like a dream coming true, you know.
That's the almost the profile picture to the album of Westlife.
It's like, you know, I used to have a poster on my bedroom wall when I was 10, 11, 12, whatever. And, you know, any little kid that, you know, has kind of people, their idols and posters on the wall that gets to eventually meet them will know that it's pretty kind of mad. It's a pretty special feeling, you know.
And talking about this new stuff now, I said this to you beforehand, of half the time you'll get someone who's been in a band or been in a group or whatever, or gone away and done something a bit different, and they come back and it's all this, oh, it's a new sound, it's all different. With you, it really is. You know, it really is a real change from, you know, what you used to do in Westlife. It really does showcase how good your vocals are in the record as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I suppose because I wrote the song, I wrote it with my voice, for my voice. Mm. You know, when we used to get given songs in Westlife, obviously, it would already probably be in a certain key and it would already be a certain style or whatever. Whereas when I'm writing a song from my own voice and I'm writing it with my own voice, you know, like there's no limits. I can kind of, I know how low I can go, how high I can go. And, you know, I just know the ins and outs of my own voice. And also there's probably parts of my voice that I would never have shown before. And, you know, part of this album was for me to showcase all the parts that maybe might never have been heard before. And there's lots of, like, across the album and all the different songs and stuff, there's all sorts of different, you know, light and, moments of light and shade or whatever. It's not all powerhouse. Some bits are very intimate and, you know, so on and so forth. So that was the kind of, the formulas and the rule books were thrown out the window for this whole new project. And that's very exciting because I knew that there was certain parts of me that had never been seen or heard before. So it's cool to do that now.
Yeah, you said yourself, I mean, this is a real new side to you. And this whole album and these songs that you've been making are almost autobiographical in terms of, like you say, reflecting on what's been going on since Westlife.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's not a breakup album. It's not about any one particular person. It's just about experiences that I've had and... you know, I don't mean like various different people I've met along the way, like there's been millions or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, as I say, when things are going good for me, I don't go, oh, I need to write a song about this. You know, I just go to the pub with my mates and have a laugh.
Yeah.
But if something really hurts me or really gets to me, that's kind of when I just store that in the back of my mind. And the next time I'm in a writing session, it'll all kind of pour out. And I think for me, that's what my music kind of is. It's a way of letting off steam. In a way that I wouldn't be able to by just talking to my mates or whatever, you know. That's what it is to me. And singing is like that. I'm letting off steam. Mm.
A lot of people can relate to that, I think, because you said you described it as writing angry.
It's not angry like as in every song isn't like totally like, you know, I'm not really angry all the time, but they're inspired by situations. Mm. It's like soul music and blues music, you know. They're singing about, they're singing the blues, or you know, they're letting off steam. It's not all happy-go-lucky, you know. It's a way of emoting something that you wouldn't be able to by just talking, you know.
Absolutely, it's very relatable. Some people put it on a Facebook status. You put it in a song, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'd much prefer to put it in a song.